No, it doesn't appear to be, best you can tell.
Okay, then I kind of take the money, put it in, leave it in the envelope, and kind of stash it away somewhere.
All right, meanwhile, you guys get... Dudrina, you were taking them to your shop?
And I continue calling every once in a while.
Yes.
Okay. Slow day with everything that's happened in the town over the last week. Business has been a little slow. They're still clearing the wreckage out up the street, which, you know, is hampering flow to your business. You got your regulars, of course, but been a little slow lately. All right.
Sure. I take him to the office.
You mind if my friend waits outside? You know, just to kind of keep a lookout.
No, that's fine.
He leaves the bruiser in the car and he comes in with you.
Right, and is the songbird singing?
No.
Does the white bird sail at midnight?
Does the phone ring?
Not quite.
No problem. If the songbird isn't singing, I say, all right, now, sir, what did you say your name was?
My name's Tony. I work for Mr. White. Guess that's all that's important. Look here, we got a big problem. I mean, I don't like talking about this, but I hear you guys do some good troubleshooting, and all right, I'm gonna lay it out for you here. Mr. White's been doing, you know, a couple of crates here and there will go missing from a shipment. Maybe they get counted wrong on the manifest. Just a few things here and there. We're not talking a large amount of money. You know, Mr. White's very careful. But a couple of months ago, somebody caught on and has been blackmailing Mr. White. And, you know, he hasn't touched a thing since. And these guys come for money every once in a while. They ask $500 each time. Occasionally ask for a particular crate or a box to go missing and Mr. White to cover it up. And, you know, Mr. White's a good man. He would have gone to the guilds, but it was a sure thing the guilds would have at least removed him of his position, if not kicked him out. You know, and he's been good to us guys at the docks. A lot of us, you know, not got a lot of prospects in life. He's taking care of us. And, well, we wanted to do him a solid. So we've been covering for him and been talking him into going along with these guys. But they're asking more and more here lately. And some of those boxes are worth quite a bit. And I don't know that Mr. White can keep it covered up for much longer. Now, if you guys are willing to take some pay and make this situation go away.
Well, I guess the first thing are the ground rules. We'll never meet here again. You'll never call here. You'll give us a number, we can contact you. And if we do need to meet again, we'll be able to set up something ahead of time. Gavin, what do you think?
We can arrange something. The details we can leave for right this moment. Because that's something we can narratively work out off screen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what do you need to know to get working on this?
Do you have a name?
No name. It's a different guy each time. Heck, we thought you were the new guys trying to get some money out of us. Just by the questions you were asking Mr. White, you know, it's kind of how they kind of ease into it. They kind of drop in conversation that they know that Mr. White's doing some business on the side, and sooner or later they come out to ask him for some pay. We figured you were the guys.
Nope.
Nope.
Actually, well, this is your lucky day then, and Mr. White's lucky day, because we're going to put a stop to this. How long has this kind of thing been going on?
Well, 3 months ago was the first time we had a person come to the docks and kind of insinuate that he knew what was going on, and didn't ask for much of the time. He asked for a couple $100 to look the other way and not to report it to anybody, and we figured out, okay, well, that's fine. You know, a couple of weeks later, it was a different guy, and this guy wanted a little bit more money. Week after that, it's another guy. And this time he says he doesn't want money. wants a particular crate off the shipment that's coming in. He gives us a lot number and everything. He says, we got to make sure that that crate gets received, even if it doesn't. Kind of get my drift there.
Right, I do.
It's a different guy each time, but they all look like they're the way around to fight. Most of them look military to me. Served some myself. I can smell them.
Fair enough. Well, I was going to get to that. Yeah, whether you know it or not, you wouldn't believe it to look at Gavin here, but he's a patriot, and so am I. And I just need to know. Well, are we talking about anything here that might compromise security of the country, or?
Or the interests of the guilds?
Some of those crates were expensive stuff, but nothing that's sensitive. A couple of there was a crate of copper that came in, slated to be turned into wire. It's a crate of some other metals, some different chemicals, but nothing that's illegal. Just kind of a large quantity, I guess. They all slated for different things.
Ding. I mean,
yeah, you've got a phone. You got a phone going off there.
Yes, I'll go ahead and answer that.
When you pick up the phone, a bird starts singing on the clock. And it's Bishop on the other side.
Hey, honey. If it's that's you, could you do me a favor and bring home some cannolis and another gallon of milk from the market?
Okay. I'll be over there right away. I also have some money. Don't use that money or use it.
What? Well, of course you shouldn't use the money. We have an account at the store, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I love you too. Bye-bye. Hang up.
I go to the store nearby and grab what he asked for and then pay out of my own pocket.
Some cannolis.
And a gallon of milk.
Yeah. When you hang up the phone, the bird stops singing.
Hmm. Yeah, funny clock there. It's not even the hour. Gotta fix that. That's good to know. That's good. I'm sure these are just guys trying to get around some tariffs somewhere, trying to cut a little cut the government out of little money. That's all right. So what would the fallout be for Mr. White if any of this got out?
Likely he'd lose his job and position, probably be brought up on charges. And, well, the guy we had running the docks before Mr. White was a right bastard. None of us want to risk losing him. So all the boys at the docks are in on this. We'll give you all the help you need.
Well, it's good to have loyalty.
I got a level with you. Mr. White doesn't know about all the guys that have come. Usually when they just want money, we pony up. We take up a collection.
Really? Well, that is...
When was your most recent delivery?
Well, it was a week ago. That's why we were expecting somebody already. More here lately, they haven't been asking for money. They've been asking for just little things. Small boxes that come in. Heck, some of them we don't even know what's in there. They just got manifest numbers and no description. But none of them were secure. None of them were specialty boxes, so couldn't have been worth too much.
Anything relating to the ship we were on?
That's a funny thing. That was kind of... As far as what they asked for, that one was kind of light. All they asked is that we leave the ship docked. I've lost track of time, guys. So it'll be the day before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
It says they just asked that the dock be cleared for a few hours after they landed. They just asked to make sure that no one was around. That's it. That's all they asked for.
You mean the night that we were there, so to speak?
No, it would be the day before that.
Yeah.
And did anyone happen to feel any rumblings at the time?
I have to ask around, but I don't recall. I was on ship that night.
Not important, just a thought that occurred.
Alright, so have they put in their next request?
Not yet.
Whatever it is.
We figured, they haven't yet. Yeah, we figured you were it. So, yeah, they're bound to be there anytime.
Alright.
About every week they have somebody come by. Make special requests. It's only once a month or so they actually ask for money, so it's not so bad, but the requests come at least once a week.
Okay.
Well, certainly we don't want this going any further than it needs to.
Definitely not.
Certainly sounds like something that we should take care of.
I think so, too. I think it just, believe it or not, helping you, Tony, is going to help us in a lot of ways.
All right. So, where do we go from here? And what do you want for pay?
Well, for my own part, I suppose it's enough. As I think about it now, money is useful. But I think what's going to happen in the very near future from you guys, I'm going to need a favor. And...
Oh, you need some boxes going missing?
No. I won't say what the favor is now. There may come a time when I need some help moving something, or I need something you guys can't provide down there at the docks. Maybe that day will never come. But if... you know, if I do this for you, then I'm confident that, you know, as a man, you'll keep your word and you'll help me out when the time comes.
He actually looks kind of nervous at this and says, "Yeah, you're awfully kind there, and you're an awful pretty woman, but I suddenly get the idea that I'm making a deal with the devil."
Yeah, we wouldn't want to give any impression that you're swapping one problem for another.
Right, I guarantee you that whatever favor I ask for will be a one-time thing. I'm no blackmailer. I won't be coming around asking for a bag of money or a box to disappear off the back of a pier or anything like that. If I ask for something, it'll be for one time, and it'll be because I really need it.
All right. He spits in his hand and extends it forward and says, "Got a deal."
Yeah, I spit in my hand and shake his hand.
So then if you have any other problems we can help you with, we'll have arranged some way that you can get in touch.
Yeah, here's what we'll do. You're going to, when they come with their request, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to write down details, and you're going to drop it off. Don't call. Drop it off by here in person at the front door. Just slip it in through the mail slot and leave a place. It'll be some public place, a diner, you know, someplace we can meet you a few hours later.
All right. If you need anything from the docks, you just say that you're working for Tony.
Sure. Remember, don't call. Don't use a phone. Don't talk about this, except with people you know, and only face to face. You got this? Don't call here ever.
I got you. He takes off his knit cap and says, "Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for what you're doing."
No, it's fine, Tony. Why do I feel like I'm Vito of having just made like Luca Brasi, my right-hand man here?
All right, not too long after he leaves, Bishop shows up with a sack of groceries. Gallon of milk.
Is this what you needed?
Sure. Gavin, you hungry?
Yeah, it's Gavin.
Gavin polishes off the cannolis.
The other guy kind of came to me, and I take out the package and gave me this.
Mr. Bishop.
Oh, hold on one second. I want to make a test here. I pick up my phone and I call the hotel. Mm-hmm. You remember from a couple sessions ago where we broke? I just call the concierge desk.
As soon as someone on the other end picks up, the bird starts singing.
And kind of.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the wrong number. Please, I apologize. And I hang up.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that bird is audible over the phone line.
Is what?
The bird is audible over the phone.
Did I hear the bird?
No.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah, that would defeat the whole purpose of having a secret thing that tells you you're being bugged.
Probably uses the same type of thing that the woman used when we tried to record her with the leg. Don't ask, Gavin. Don't ask.
Yeah, it'll be like Bishop. A bug sweeper that says, there's a bug in the room. There's a bug in
when
the room.
When you kept back the papers that we got for Feynman for your own purposes, did you keep the one that related to Andrew White?
No.
Okay.
Well, Feynman was the one dealing with it before. I remember seeing one of the documents that was related to him.
Oh, I would have given that back.
Yep. See, you
kept some of them for your own use.
Oh, he was connected to Harris?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm asking. If you have to keep that one, is that's why he came to you? I don't know.
I think I don't know. It looked like kind of like the guy that was the guy who stayed behind. I thought I lost him when I went out the back. And apparently he followed me home or knew where I lived.
Where were you calling from when you called here?
My home.
Okay, that's good to know. Gavin, do you have a phone at your place?
Yes.
Should I? Do you think that I should call your house and see if our little bird goes tweet tweet?
I doubt anyone's going to answer it, and if they do, I'd be very concerned.
And plus, I think it will go tweet-tweet because of the fact that no matter what, whoever you call, it's going to go tweet-tweet.
No, it didn't go tweet-tweet till the person answered to whoever answered, whoever you rang answered the phone.
Yeah, good point. You may have Hence. To... Yeah, well, the point is we're going to have to test out your phone, Gavin.
It may be going tweet-tweet because of your phone.
Right, but we can take the clock to Gavin's place and give it a try, but I suspect we already know what's going on.
We have a telephone signal enough to set it off.
Yes, that's what I'm imagining.
Not sure what further thought you're thinking there.
But what do we want to do with the money?
The bird the clock only goes off if somebody's listening in.
And
the telephone is a listening device.
Hold on, Bert.
They're actually onto it. As soon as someone picks up on the other end, you have a listening device in the room, whether it's knowledgeable or not knowledgeable. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that would make sense to me.
All right. Never mind. Okay, I was misunderstanding how the device works. Okay, never mind.
So what do we want to do with the money I was given by White?
Well, if you are indeed the blackmailer, then our permit is to deal with you.
I'm not. I was just following the day he said, so you're the guy? I was like, yeah, I'm the guy. Here's the normal amount of money, and it was kind of just weird.
Well, the obvious thing to do then would be to take the money back.
Let's take the money.
That's what I was thinking.
I examine the money.
It's good.
Is it marked in any way?
No.
It really doesn't seem to be.
Let's get a black light in here.
Did you say it was new money or old money, Bert?
Oh, it's crisp. It's new money. But most of the money in Metapol is going to be new. Metapol's not been here that many years.
Oh, and I was just thinking if it was, so like, dockhands get a whip around, there'll be whatever crumpled bills have me lying in their pocket sort of thing.
Yeah, you can imagine they probably only have a few small bills, so they have to get it all together and then trade it in for larger bills.
Oh, God.
Yeah, give you $500 and a couple of notes or this huge, huge sack of coins.
I like the sack of coins.
So, anyway, do we want, but that this does implicate, suggest rather, that Andrew Weiss is not the whole ace contact we believe him to be.
Oh, no, it's not.
But maybe not. There's less light towards it now.
I also have another possible lead. Phineas actually gave me a job to someone who's a little bit, who he really didn't want to give it to me because I'm more of an honest guy.
There's a knock on the door as you guys are talking.
Right, gentlemen, draw your guns, please.
I get my laser.
I slowly walk to the door.
You sure it's not one of your children?
There is actually a child on the other side of the door. It's one of the neighborhood scamps. He's got a folded up piece of paper in his hand, and he hands it up to
you. I never got mine out. Sure. I open the door. I say, what's up, Robbie?
Guy gave me this note.
Here you go, buddy. I give him a quarter. Now, get on out of here. Go home.
Runs away?
I go back in the office. The letter, what is it, stamped?
No, it's just handwritten. It looks to be fairly hastily. It just says, at the docks now, and it's just signed - Tony.
Probably report.
Guys, move fast.
Are you sure it might not have been about me?
Well, if we do go, then you will be at the dock, so he'll be correct.
We'll be able to give. That's good. We'll be able to give the money back right now, which will make us look like.
Shall we go?
Like friggin' all stars.
Yeah, we solved all the problems. We turned the money back.
Right. What do you mean, okay. We? You a blackmail boy. You are staying here.
What do you mean I'm staying here?
You are staying here. We need to
clear up the misconception of Bishop being involved, so we should take him with us.
I didn't mean to. I just
he may have so to stay in the calf the first few minutes, but it'd be better if we don't have a threat hanging over his head.
All right, fine. We'll bring him with us.
There you go. Bert?
Yes.
Is there in Metapol an answering service so you can just ring up and leave messages for whoever got the service set up to pick up messages from?
As a matter of fact, Metapol has a switchboard service, so there's always there's usually always a switchboard operator on the line with you. They don't usually say anything, but if you want to leave a message, you can with the operator.
Can we set up, not right this minute, obviously, but can we set up an account like that? We can use that for our contacts with other people if we need one.
You could, right. And some people have wire recorders as well.
I do.
Yeah, we'll look at getting some of that set up. So that's the number we can, well, that's the arrangement we can make with various people that we want to contact us. Anyway, to the docks.
Right, with the money.
Okay. It's the finger pointed in the air, sort of struck pose, to the docks.
Yes, I say, and strap on the jetpack.
Which has gotten incredibly smaller since the last time you guys have seen it.
Well, if you want to fly, I can drive your car.
No. I'm kidding. I will leave the jetpack in the trunk, and we will drive there.
All right.
I do actually have some driving ability myself.
Nope. I walk.
Okay. Fine. I give him the... is it nighttime yet?
It's getting there. It's 6, 7 o'clock. The sun's going down.
I merely raised a suggestion. I'm not saying you should drive. We need to go there. We need to stop.
Yes. Right, we need to get there now and clear up this misconception.
Sure. I put on the fog goggles.
Yes.
And we head out.
It's one thing about driving at night. You're one of the very few cars on the road since you can actually see. So you get there in good time.
So I was just thinking the two other two of us are going, ah! Yeah. We can't see what suddenly things suddenly lurch out of fog at us.
Yes, it is.
I can never get used to her driving at night.
It's bowel inducing to drive in the car at night where you can't see anything through the windows. And she apparently is going like 60 miles an hour.
Yes, remind me to make more for Gavin and Bishop. We may need it in the future.
All right, you park, and there's a guy actually out near the parking spaces that seems to be waiting. When you step out of the car, he kind of hurries over to you.
We've got valet service now.
And it says, yeah, Tony said you guys would be coming here. The guy's at the dock. He's got a few people with him. I think they're armed. They're asking for money.
I see. And you guys, let me guess, you guys have already given the money to someone else.
Yeah, funny thing, that. Kind of scratches his head, puzzled. Yeah. They don't usually ask for money twice. Hey.
Can I get out of the car now?
No.
It's not the same guy. But some of the guys are stalling them, until the... So you got here. We told them that we weren't expecting them today, so we were collecting all the money. They said they'd wait.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Where are you guys?
Yeah, let's go below.
They're at Pier 5, a warehouse right outside of Pier 5. It's one of the better lit places. Mm-hmm. He's taking you over if you want to follow him.
Mm-hmm. We follow.
Am I still in the car?
You can get out if you want. No one's told you to.
I'm getting out in the car and following him.
Right. I'm hanging back a bit, sort of getting a little bit lost in the fog. A little bit of cover.
Yep, I see him like he's right there.
Yeah, I'm kind of following a little bit, just keeping on the edge of vision and...
But you get, there's a few guys hanging around the dock when you get there. There is a light that's kind of diffusing the fog around it. I mean, even though the light is bright, the fog is still pretty thick, or is starting to get thicker. There's a guy in a thick, kind of like a pea suit, you know, the thick wool suits that go from like neck to ankle. He's sitting there on the dock talking to one of the dock hands, and there's a couple more guys dressed like him kind of just hanging out at the edge of the light. There's a few more dock hands here and there as well. Just kind of talking. Tony's one of the dock hands that are kind of standing off to the side, and he sees you guys rushing over. He kind of comes out halfway to meet you. Now, the guy that's under the light kind of looks wary. His hand kind of goes into his coat, and he's just kind of waiting to see what happens, though.
Right.
Tony comes over.
I pull my collar up and leave the goggles on. Yeah, Tony, there's been a little bit of misunderstanding, but my friend Gavin got you your money back. And I hold up the bag.
Oh, good, good.
You see, we move fast.
Sorry about the kid, but we got the word on our way back that they were already here. Thought it'd be the best way to get you a message.
So these guys, have you ever seen them before?
They're new guys every time. No different today.
Fair enough. Did they drive up?
No, the funniest thing, they just showed up on the dock. They didn't see a car or anything.
Hmm. Weird.
Teleporters, thanks, Trina. I must have it.
All right. Thank you. All right,
The guy under the light starting to look a little nervous as you guys are talking.
Right. All right. Tony, you and you guys, are you packing?
Got some tire irons.
That's okay. Let me handle this.
All right.
Do you have your wrench with you? Just
Yes, of course. I have, of course.
Huh? It's an aspect. If Drina were completely nude in a shower, she would have it somewhere.
I wonder how she got into Tesla's room then.
Yes, I have the drench in the in the holster.
Okay, okay. Just all right, let's move on.
Right.
So, just to paint the picture, Gavin is where he belongs, in the half-lit, shadowy fog, ready to jump out with a knife. Bishop is... I don't know where the hell Bishop is. If
Bishop is following behind you. You see me clearly, even though I'm trying to stay within your sight with a taser drawn.
Right. Okay, you can assume what you like about my combat abilities. That's all I'm saying.
You guys should be able to access the dock map again. It's the same one we used last time. It should be there now.
Come on.
Oh, there's... Wait, I didn't remember we had a dock last... map last time.
We didn't last time.
All right. The guy listed as A is the guy that's under the lights there. And he's got a couple friends standing around. And then there's a few dock workers. I'm just going to drop out this other token. Are you guys seeing the tokens come up on the map?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything that's in the red space is actually firm ground. The only water is the water that you see kind of at the very edge there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then this token back here is Tony coming in with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just kind of drag your guys over to the map, you'll have to drag new tokens onto this map.
I like the dragon. I'm guessing. That's the eagle.
I would have thought you'd be closer to Tony. You have to understand the...
Wait, which one is Tony?
The one you're standing next to.
Yeah, that's
how'd you decrease the size?
Right-click on them, choose size.
Ah, cool.
All right, we're live again. We're recording. All right, so there's the setup. Like I said, A is the guy that's under the pool of light there.
Damn. I say, gents, I don't expect there'll be a fight here. But, maybe there will. I don't know. So I walk up, I go to the edge of the light, collar up. I say, who are you?
Who I am is not important. You got the money? Or do we go and talk to the authorities right now?
So what does he look like and his buddies?
It's actually hard to tell. His coat pretty much covers him really well, and he's got a hat that's pulled down over his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell he's got very short cut, very short cropped hair, though. European features. Probably youngish, early 30s, maybe. Mm-hmm. Seems doing his best, though, to keep his features kind of out of the light. He's got his collar kind of turned up over his ears.
I'll right. try and no. circle around in the background to try sort of scope the area out also elsewhere around them, sort of up here and see if there's anything else around that I need to be aware of.
Yeah, I say, a lot of hard-working men have to put this money together.
Yeah, well, obviously you think it's worth it. Did you manage to put that money together tonight?
Yeah, they did.
Let's see it.
I hold up the bag.
You should be talking with the Bronx accents already.
I'm not from the Bronx.
Hey, the situation is.
It's a dock. It's night. We got some blackmail going on. Come on.
Yeah. I'll drop the. I could drop the Sergio Leone thing. what you actually really want, like a shootout.
Okay.
I make a note to add some features to my goggles. So yeah, through the fog, though, I can't see anymore because of where you're standing then.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they think it's worth it. I just want to know, how do you live with yourself?
I live quite nice. Live quite nice.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
Of course.
Where is Gavin?
What about where he has his token there? I'm going to drop in a few more tokens. These are other dock workers that just are kind of standing around as well, other than Tony over there.
Okay.
You know, if you're suddenly growing a conscience there, you know, you could always turn your boss in.
Fair enough. Let's see. So there's three of them.
Oh yeah, there's definitely more dock workers than you than there are of them, but
still, no, no, I know. I'm sure we could take them in a fight, but that's not the deal. I say, sure. And I toss the bag.
All right. He catches the bag. Okay. Looks inside. Is the money inside? Did you actually put the money in the bag?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, pleasure doing business with you.
Right. And, just so you know, we've been having some power problems out here. Sometimes the lights go out unexpectedly, but it's nothing to worry about.
Ah, is that a cue I hear?
Go for it.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna take it with not ablement as a cue or not. I'm taking it as a cue. Mm-hmm. However, it's gonna have to be a rock to the light as opposed to shooting it out because I do not have a proper pistol.
Go for it.
What is it?
It's throwing. If you're pitching a rock at it. They're very large bulbs, so I mean, and you're within the same range increment, so just flat up. If you hit it, you hit it.
I got a 3. I don't know if I'm adding anything to it, but I got a 3.
Yep. It's enough.
Fine.
Okay.
All right. So I think if this, everybody give me alertness rolls now, or
danger sense?
Into initiative. Yeah.
Initiative. Yeah. It's initiative. It? Okay. Oh, I'm on 2. Oh, excuse me.
6.
Come on, 2.
All right. So you twos, tell me what you're doing. Lights just went out. So essentially, you've got some diffuse lights from other lights around you, but it's very dark here now. It's difficult to see anything unless you're Adrena.
Yeah, that's wrong. Pistol out, moving forward, trying to find someone to. That isn't a dock worker.
Mm-hmm. On a 4, Drina, you see the guy that was under the light. He's reaching into his coat pocket and pulling out some kind of device.
Right. And at this point, I say...
I suppose you're waiting to see what happens since... So we'll go up to 6. You're going to act first, Bishop. So what are you doing? Light just got blown out. It's very dark. You can barely see anything.
Can I actually see the guy who was under the light?
It's hard to make him out. You can see a guy-shaped blob in the darkness there.
I'm going to attempt to shoot him.
All right, with my taser. -4.
Ooh. Yeah. -4.
Which character is yours actually?
The dragon.
The dragon. You're at also a kind of a not a close range for the taser device.
Okay, I'm gonna actually try and sneak forward a little bit around, kind of like going around over here to get a better angle and get closer.
All right, so are you wanting to sneak and shoot at the same time, or are you just trying to get a better angle now?
A better angle now so that they're still not aware of my presence.
Okay. You can roll for stealth, otherwise you can just, you know, since it's so dark, you can just assume that you're not. Actually, here's what I want. I want an athletics roll to see if you don't fumble over something in the darkness. If you don't, then you get to where you are just fine.
Oh, come on!
That crate just grew out of the ground, apparently.
No.
Think about whether you really, this is really a bad thing to get caught up in, and whether it's worth spending a point on this now.
Just it's fine. I make a little bit of noise so they're aware of me, and hopefully they don't shoot me.
Yeah. So you don't get quite to where you want to be. You fumble over some crates over there. That happens on six. On four, Drina, you see the guy. Well, actually, he goes before you do. So he pulls something out of his coat and seems to mash down on a button. Now, Drina, you can act.
Right, and I say, nope, don't dare. Don't do anything. Let him go, boys. Let him go.
Okay, and two, Gavin.
I was just getting closer.
All right, give me an athletics roll.
For stealth, I think, two. So, yeah, not bad.
That's fine. You don't trip over anything. You make it where you want to be just fine. All right. New round. Ha ha! Oh, wow.
Do we re-roll?
Yeah, alertness rolls. Yeah.
Okay.
You can keep the same roll you got last time if you wish to, but otherwise it's just you're reassessing the situation and responding.
I'll stick to my six. Mm-hmm.
I've shifted up to a four, so I'm going to take that.
Andrina?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at two.
Okay. Well, at a negative number, all three guys seem to be going for weapons under the coat, and something's happening in the water just below the dock. Up to the two.
Submarine or something.
And Rena, what are you wanting to do?
I didn't expect submarine.
I expected something.
I thought they'd drive away and we'd follow them, but just not.
No. I expected sewer.
Yep. Well, fuck, we can't follow submarines, so I'm charging one and clock him in the face.
Sounds good. And then what are you doing, Bishop? And you can go ahead and do whatever it is you're doing.
I was going to taser the person Drina's going after, probably A, since that's the closest.
Okay. You got a little bit closer, so I'm going to give you a -3 instead of a -4. Then you're still at a penalty because of the darkness, but okay.
Yay! Boo! I completely missed.
What's your total?
-1.
You shoot someone else.
Got it. I'll always complete his end of a deal. I'm going to take a reroll.
It's up to you. I mean, you won't have shot Drina. You're just going to hit one of
the I don't want to shoot. I don't want to shoot a dock worker. I'm a guy who came out of the darkness.
What did the dock workers do last round?
They're kind of standing around just waiting to see what goes on. Drina had said don't do anything, so they're not.
One.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Wait. Let's see. -3, right?
Yes.
Two. I mean, no, one. One.
A one? Sorry. Okay. So you don't hit anyone else, but you don't hit them either. All right. And so we're going to go down to, you moved up. So it's you, Gavin.
So the tasers work best at basically a point blank. Is it like a point blank taser fight? Versus, is it better than a...
Shot. Point blank is better because it's still a projectile, so you've got a better chance at hitting if you're, like, right on them.
Okay, you move up right up to Mook. Number, it's very hard to move the token. The B there, sure. NPC and B1, and shoot him.
Take a point plus blank. One. Yep. They're basically taking a guard action at this point when they're going for their gun, so whatever you roll is just at a -2. So you're at a -1 net.
Okay, well, I have shooting of one, so I end up with a one as in my whole entire... Well,
that's fine. So it's a success, and the taser adds a +1, so takes two boxes, still up. But yeah, you got him.
Next round, he's going to get me.
Okay. And then Drina, you're charging the one. Go ahead.
Yes.
If you're trying to bowl him over, it's athletics. Minus two, just because they're taking that kind of defensive action. Was their turn?
No, I'm just going to block.
Okay, go ahead. All right, what's your total?
That's five.
Oh, nice. Okay, you run him down. clock him pretty good.
That's right. The large, like it's the 16-inch long, like monkey wrench.
Yeah.
Just as he tries to give me a left hook, he swings right into the nuts.
It's enough to take him out. So, yes, we get a family jewel shot in, and down he goes.
And could drops the money.
Glass. Sure, but if you want to go for the family jewels,
their turn was just that defensive action. So they're still kind of backing up, drawing their guns. And then out of the water, sure enough, a metallic.
A Dalek rises up. No!
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Is that a bat?
Here's the water. Here we go. Just a metallic circular surface kind of rises up out of the water. Top hatch opens up. All right, and they are definitely going to reassess. And is everyone else keeping their same?
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. They're last on two. A metallic man is coming out of the top of the submarine. The rest of the guys have their guns drawn. It looks like they're just going to start opening fire. They don't see too well, so they're just kind of firing out into the dark. Next up would be Drina.
If I activate my jetpack and fly at the mechanical man and then attempt to use the wrench to open him and change his programming.
God. Okay, 10 actions later.
Yeah. Well, so, what if I just fly to him?
Okay, so you're gonna just take a movement action. You're gonna fly into him, or just to where he is.
Point. No, I'm just gonna collect the guy next to me.
All right,
but I had to dream for a second.
And then, Gavin, what are you doing this round?
I'll shoot the guy that I shot before. If I can put him down.
You're okay. Yeah, sounds good. And then at the top. Go ahead.
I'm gonna move closer to the try to get a good look of the metallic man getting closer and tell the dock workers attack.
All right, so you're asking the dock workers to attack. All right, they'll have to respond to that next turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good enough. So Gavin, you're next. Go ahead and give your shot. He's also firing back, so this is kind of contested. Oh wow, he got a one.
Okay.
I'm going to have to blow a chip, otherwise I'm going to get shot. I knuckle down and get the job done. I'll push the button again. Oh, damn it.
So what is your total?
Currently zero, unless I blow another chip.
Okay. Up to you. He would hit you at a zero.
Yeah. Oh, what do I need chips for?
You can just take it. It's going to be two box. It's going to be your second box. Oh. So
no, I haven't had. Well, I haven't taken. So yes, I'm going to need to ask about some other combat. Mm-hmm. And I haven't taken any, but it hits my second box, but not my first.
Yeah, right. You just kind of cross your second box. It just shows that some wounds are worse than others. Once all your boxes are filled, you go into taking consequences. So like if you took another. Yeah, if you took another box two, since it's already filled out, it'll go to your next box. But if you take a box one, then you're fine. You just mark off box one.
Right.
Okay. Right. So you have a little volley going on there. He managed to shoot you. And, it's a ballistic weapon. The shot rings out.
It's a Drina. Laser ballistic. It's not that much.
Up to Drina. Okay. They managed to get a 3 with his wild fire. What is your total? Okay, good enough. You're not shaken by his firing around you, and you get 1 over. Your wrench adds a 1, so he's taking 2 boxes. There you go. 2 boxes. You can describe how that happens.
Can I just say you're really quiet, Abel?
Sorry, I moved my mic over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. I'm just...
Still quiet.
Hold on. Am I still quiet now?
That's better.
Okay. But yeah, I think it's time to move decisively. So I'm going to drop a fate point and say, clock him in the elbow, mm-hmm. and as he grasps his arm in pain, I say, I've been speaking softly all night, but I carry a big wrench.
All right.
So I'm boosting that 2 up to 4.
Which is enough to take him out.
And I smack him right in his pug nose, and he goes down like a 3-penny whore.
All right, and on their turn, a mechanical man comes out of the submarine and onto the dock, and it looks like there's another trying to clamber up behind it.
Dear gods. You're supposed to be joining these guys, not fighting them. That's the silly thing. Anyway.
All right, and Bishop, you can take control of the wharf guys if you want, since it was your command for them to to rush into melee. So the metallic guy that comes out of the submarine is actually, he's a little bit shorter than man-sized, although looks to be a bit heavier. And he's heading towards the center of that conflict where the 3 guys were standing.
Mm-hmm.
They do look to be kind of lumbering, a little slow, a little unwieldy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so their action is they're basically coming into the dock and they're mopping up everyone that gets in their way. That's their action. Drina, what are you doing? You there, Drina?
Abel?
Might have lost Abel. Well, what is Gavin doing?
Trying to shoot this guy again.
Okay. And Bishop?
I was going to try and make sure I had a good clean shot at the metallic man, and I'm guessing the dock workers near Gavin were probably going to go over and help him sort of like kind of head over there while the other dock workers kind of start heading for the metal men. Or maybe have one of them, like probably Tony, going over there and checking on the guys are on the ground, probably.
Sounds good. Go ahead and make your shot.
Okay. Any penalties?
Yeah, because of the darkness still, you're -3.
Damn it!
If you get closer, you'll relieve that, but you're still
That's far what enough. I was trying to do, is get closer.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead and move yourself over and make your shot.
Okay.
Still going to say a -2, though, because of the darkness and people around, but
okay, then I got a 2 at -2.
Okay, there you go. Your bullet, you're sure that it hits the metal man? You hear a twing!
Oh, really? I was hoping the electricity would shock it.
Oh, I thought you were using a gun.
No, I'm using my taser.
Oh, why would sorry. I use my
gun? We're both using tasers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, it seems to have some effect on it. Sparks go flying off its skin surface.
I left my gun at home. I'm not that. I wouldn't
don't have a gun, despite what certain people think.
I don't have a gun.
Of course not. You're a rogue. You have a dagger. I'm surprised you're not backstabbing people.
All right,
Jay, I need you a good thinking for that.
I insist you get an aspect. Don't hit him in the face when you can stab him in the back. That's just a suggestion.
All right. I'm hoping that the dock workers will give a nice bonus to us eventually, since they're helping us.
Gavin, go ahead and make your shot. The other guy is still shooting blindly out there. He got a zero, so it's not going to...
I've got a zero as well, so we're just going to...
All right, so you're dancing around each other shooting.
Yeah.
Drina.
On the other hand, I don't really want to face the mechanical men, so I'm happy with this.
Who, me?
Yep.
Oh, yes, me. The problem is that these poor working class guys, they know the corrupt bosses that run this place. They haven't been fixing these piers, so I'm dropping a point to create it, to give the place an aspect on the waterfront, because these piers are really rotting. These heavy mechanical men, they just, as I fly over, I'm going to try to pull one over, because I don't think the rotting wood is just going to take the enormous weight of his iron frame.
Sure, I'll give you that.
And you guys feel free to tag that one also.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're running low on chips.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your roll there.
We've still got a few yet. We've still got some abilities.
See, with athletic, that's a 3.
Okay, and does that include your +2 for the tagging the aspect?
Oh, no, that's a 5.
Okay, all right. The mechanical man had already hit before, so that's actually enough to take it out, so you can describe what happens there.
No problem. Drina runs up and, you know, like the glowing, like there's these glowing yellow vacuum tubes that make up the mechanical man's optical sensors, and tossing her wrench into one of them, she cracks one, and as it reaches up to grab at it, at the sparks flying out of its face, its giant metal foot steps forward, and it goes right through the pier. And all you see is like grabbing at the support of the pier is this mechanical claw just scratching as it's crackling and popping and electricity just shorting out as it drops into the ocean.
Nice. Okay, the dock workers around, they're going to go and try and tackle this guy over here.
Here we go.
Go ahead and, Bishop, go ahead and give me a die roll for them. They're going to have a skill of 2.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
they roll better than I do.
This they sucks. Pummel the guy down.
Good work, man.
All right. And the last mechanical man steps forward from the dock and menacingly moves towards the dock workers.
Yeah, I moved up to where that guy was.
You know what I'm going to do.
Right. Well, its pattern is clear. It's going to mow through guys until it gets to the pier where the other 3 have been taken out. What's Drina doing?
Oh, for my part, I'm going to. I can't let these working class men continue to be victimized by these gigantic battle automatons. So I'm going to go toe to toe with the next one. In fact, I'm going to leap onto its back this time. I do want to take one alive.
And give it?
Quote, alive.
Go over to where the main guy was and touching his pocket through. Did we actually see him click the device before?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, I'm trying to look for the device.
Okay. And Bishop.
I'm running for the submarine opening to make sure that it doesn't go back down. I'm going to go jump in the submarine.
All right. Find the other 5 guys. Woo! Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to get to the edge and look in, I should say.
Okay, that's fine.
Jumping in the submarine and fighting all 5 guys by yourself. All right.
What you find, there is one guy. They sit behind like the control wheels, and it does look like he's trying to get the sub in motion.
Can I get it? Can I take a shot at him? Is it lit in there?
It is got a little bit of light in from the control panels. Yes, you can, but since you moved that distance as well, you're going to be a minus one for a secondary action.
Okay. I'll take the shot. Mm-hmm. Come on. I rolled well for the dock workers. Don't roll badly this time.
Not terrible.
I got a one at the minus one.
So you missed. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, a one at minus one. Okay, so you hit. Sure.
I'm also going I'm going to tap because I know these guys. I'm going to tap, damn you, Harris, because I know that taking this guy is going to get me Harris.
Good enough. You only need three to take out the Mook.
That's
so
what I was hoping for.
You do take him out.
Yes. And now we have a submarine.
Okay, let's see, Gavin. Yep. Go ahead and give me an investigation roll as you're rifling through his pockets trying to find.
Two at the moment.
See, it's good enough. It wasn't concealed too bad. You do find it. Yeah, little silver box that's got two buttons on it, one red, one black.
I have no idea which button you pushed before.
No.
I'll push the black one and see if that does anything.
Okay. Drina.
So we've got one robot. We got one robot left.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and jump on its back. And let me check. Okay. Pow!
Wow!
Ooh,
that's quite bad. But yeah, I'm gonna have to tag an aspect here. I'm going to drop a point and attack it. See, I'm a genie on the spot, so it turns out I had like a small vial of 3-in-1 oil I was using on a project I was working on earlier, so I toss it under the robot's foot as it steps forward, and it busts the thin metal like sheet of the bottle, and it slips and it drops to one knee as it's trying to recover and re-roll and get a three.
Ah, okay, very good. Sure. With normally that sort of thing wouldn't damage this, but as you described it, it falls down.
Right. It's not damp. This is athletics to jump on it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right. You are on it then. You have it is distracted by the oil under its foot, and you jump on it. And on its turn, it powers down.
Oh yes.
Damn! I thought it was a self-destruct button. I mean, it powered down. Good.
All right. We're
looking at it. So cute waving.
We're out of combat rounds now. You've got an inert robot on the dock. You've got one short circuiting in the water below the dock. and
four passed out men.
And yep.
Hey, Drina, I got a special new gift for you.
I see. What would that be?
Try a submersible ship.
Nice.
The guy's a little slumped over down here. I go in there or slowly climb in and carefully and make sure to move the guy out of the grab the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tie him up.
Excellent. Well, boys, if you could just make sure that this unharmed mechanical man gets close to my car while I call the tow truck.
You're talking to dock workers, I guess.
Yep, I'm going to go down to the submarine.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we seeing here?
Well, it's, you know, you can't see much of it. Your goggles don't penetrate water, so you're not able to see what's under the water level. But through the hatch, you see one guy slumped over the controls. Must have been a pretty tight fit in there for three guys and two of the robots, even though the robots are not...
Four guys.
Four guys in the robots are about man size, although heavier. Would have been a pretty tight fit.
Actually, I moved the guy off.
That day. Oh, dear.
Actually, I made sure to gently move the guy off the controls, making sure not to bump anything, and tied him up.
It's the submarines that have been used in the war. This is not that unusual. It seems to be that actually this was a repurposed one. You can see where it's been patched up. It's probably been in combat and maybe by the looks of how bad some of the controls are, decommissioned and repurposed.
I see. Does it still have torpedo bays?
Well, the bays are there, but you're not... I assume you've plopped down inside and taken a look around. No armaments. The bays are actually being... You figure that's where the metal men made room, that they were actually laying in the torpedo tubes.
That makes sense, so...
I'm checking out the guy, see if I can find out who he is.
You do find some paperwork on him. He doesn't have ID, but you do find some paperwork in his back pocket. Unravel it, and they're inventory items like sales or purchase for a farm that's just outside of town.
Ah, he bought the farm.
As will we all. As will we all.
Okay, I come up out of there with the guy carefully lugging him up, asking for a dock worker's help.
The other guys have a couple of pistols on them, the revolvers. No identification, but the other common things like combs, a few dollars here and there. No ID, though. They actually, underneath the coats, they don't seem to be dressed all that well. Kind of workers' garbs.
I think we need to have a quick discussion by ourselves.
Of course.
All four of the guys do look very similar, though. Not similar as in their brothers, but racially similar.
Do I recognize?
Of course. They're all from New Zealand.
Hey, it's a major power in this world. Don't take off
now. You're thinking Polish, maybe.
On my new ship. Gentlemen, by the rights of salvage and the laws of the sea, I claim this submersible as my property. The SS Victoria, after my latest grandchild. Come on board. You have my permission, and we should speak.
Do we want to leave the pilot in here or not?
No, we thought you moved him out.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, we need to keep it. Oh, yeah, okay, let's get in there. Just tie him up. Don't do anything with him yet, guys.
We'll be back in a moment.
Yes.
Dock workers seem to kind of be uneasy about the metal men that came out of the sub, but they're going along with what you're saying.
A brief moment. Once inside, he had some paperwork for a farm. We should possibly investigate that. I'm thinking, in brief, we get these guys up here to Tesla. He can interrogate them. They're obviously something to do with the Holloway's gang. Get some information out of them, and we investigate the farm. Unless we want to interrogate.
The robots look different from the photograph that you were given. Smaller in stature, and they also look like they're less advanced. Similar form, but not quite the same.
Earlier models, most likely.
Right. Well, whatever then. We don't know who the heck this guy is.
There anything on the guy who was in the ship, or any paperwork in the ship?
About the same. A few dollars change in his pocket. No identification, though.
Is there a radio?
There is a radio, although it seems to be very short-range broadcast.
I turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just getting a bunch of static. It's not, there's nothing playing over it.
All right. I'll hit radio.
Nah, turn it off then.
So do we think these guys are related to Hole in the Ace? Hole Ace? Ace Hole?
I look for any decks of cards.
No, nothing that you see, obviously, that links them.
We don't, other than the fact that they happen to have some mental robots, so we don't immediately have anything to hold them on.
Yeah, they were here to collect the, as all those men outside will testify, they were here to collect the blackmail payment.
And yet he was quite willing to go to the authorities. I'm thinking that's not really going to be much of an issue.
That is true.
That's the other reason I want to go to Tesla. He can make sure these people are out of the way without probably worrying too much about certain legalities.
Quite frankly, I think having screwed up this badly, they'll be more than willing once we send them to Tesla to cooperate rather than go back to their bosses. I mean, if you were their boss, what would you do at this?
Kill
them. I find that may not be directly involved with the Hole Ace game, but I'm pretty sure Tesla would be interested nonetheless.
Yeah, yes. And they're and I'm guessing they're, I wink at Drina, there were no robots other than, or both robots fell into the sea?
It was terrible. There was only one robot, and of course it will be recovered.
Yes.
You may need this. I'll hand you the control box. It will give you the right frequencies and stuff.
Yes, of course. If there's anything on this, on my submersible that you guys feel you should need, of course, feel free to take it at this time.
What's in the submersible? Anything else?
No, actually. And by its sparsity, you'd figure it doesn't have its range is probably quite small, or at least where they came from was not very far.
When we were going through the sewers, how deep was the water?
Not for a sub.
Fuck.
They've got some major base right offshore at this
point. Yeah, probably. They probably have a base up the coast.
They could simply have had a, or that, or some bigger ship they launched this sub from.
Yeah, the fact is, this is a big city with a busy port. I mean, any large freighter would be just fine. All you need is a bay at the, on the lower deck for this thing to pop up, because it's not that big, right?
No, it's not.
I mean, so any large-sized cargo ship, this thing could just float in there. It would just require a little bit of modification.
Did we get the blackmail information?
No, we have no idea what it is he has hold over anything. We kind of punched him out before. They got too far.
Oh.
So is the idea that you're going to turn them into... you're not turning them into the police or anything. You're turning them right into Tesla.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, we want to keep this one off the record just for the moment. Mm-hmm.
So the robots aren't that big of a deal to haul back to Drina's garage, but what exactly do you plan to end up doing with the submarine?
We can ask one of the dock workers, you know, put it in storage where, you know, put it in one of the storage areas.
You may remember that I asked for a favor.
Yes.
I did not ask for
there's no guarantee that someone else won't be along in another week, another bunch of people won't be along in another week to do this all over again.
I doubt those guys will be back.
Well, yeah. There were different guys every time, though. That's the point.
Tony's willing to do that for you, though. He'll get it dry docked as best as he can. They never really worked with a sub before, but they've got a place they can stow it for you.
Sure.
As payment.
just make sure nobody sees it. But yeah, finally, about Mr. White, you're right. We promised that we would try to prevent any damage to his reputation from anything that might have happened to him because of the blackmailing. I think... what I would recommend is that we sell it to our superiors, since we are working for the highest authorities here in Metapol. Not obviously so. But what if Mr. White were to... certainly he could, you know, whatever information that might come to light about him could simply be ignored by his superiors.
Well, as I said, it's likely that White is not the contact we hope he is. He may yet turn out to be, but he doesn't look
So
I'm sure Tesla will be the Mendel find information, won't be too concerned about it.
Right, exactly. That's
what we can get this.
No, I just want to say, we're on the same page. Like, yeah, Mr. White is not working with the guys we're looking for.
No.
So if he had some minor indiscretions in the past, I'm sure they could be overlooked.
Yeah. I'll try and hit my contact I got from Phineas later about the job and see what type of job it is.
And after you dealt with the lady, you go talk to Mark.
All right. It's a little after 11, so I'm just going to do a quick wrap up session. So the guys that you turn over, here's what they get. They're more than willing to talk once they find out who's holding them and that they could just disappear.
And probably will anyway.
Yes. There's a farm just out of Metapole that is actually accessible by water. The guys that were working there, it wasn't a very productive farm, but they were offered a deal by the Hold Aces. That's where they land and refuel. And they act as kind of a warehouse and shipyard for them. Whenever they need materials, whenever they need a box to disappear off a ship, it shows up at the farm, and that's where the Hold Aces, at least some of their contacts, pick it up. And what's been going on with the blackmails is that some of the guys at the farm figured, hey, we can make some extra money off this ourselves. So that's why it's different people each time. They were kind of working their own deal once they figured out that this guy White was dirty.
Yeah. That's going to stop.
So, did they say how they got the submersible?
Yeah, actually, it was one of the things that came in piecemeal off of different boats, and it was assembled there at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the robots were kind of in a crate, too, and they had some guys that knew a little bit about engineering, etc., and were able to get them up and working. Although they admit mostly it was a scare tactic, they are not very useful.
Not yet.
Oh, good. How'd they get the robots?
They just said they booked it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were on some of the crates. So what? When you get the nice report on it, what Tesla is able to find out is you have now a place that you know the Hold Aces come to quite frequently to pick up materials that they're blackmailing for.
Right, we can deal with that some other day.
Yes, I need to get going. Yep. I want to.
3 XP as usual.
You actually, since we're just now starting on a larger plot, you're going to get 4 for this one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I need to figure.
I mean, there wasn't a lot of action involved, but there was a lot of momentum forward to what I want this to go, where I want this to go.
Yeah, yes, no. Of course. We have a sub. Gavin, you're my first officer.
All right.
Just as long as I'm not cabin boy.
Hopefully that was interesting enough. Mostly this whole episode was just to kind of start laying out the big overall plot line that I'm wanting to develop out. So I didn't really have a particular adventure for this one, but hopefully it kept you interested.
Yes, and I'm happy I like Phineas.
James, will you be with us for our next session?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Excellent. Dude, we have a sub, I have a jetpack.
And you have a...
All I need is a
freaking... You have all the stuff, what do we have?
Yes.
Drina's garage is starting to become really limited on space. You don't have a lot of room to work on cars now with all of your robots.
And drilling vehicles and this is where
you guys come in. I need a secret underwater lair.
Oh God!
Well, we've got a farm now, just up the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I do realize that some of that stuff that you have, the police are waiting for it to hit their impound lot and to be auctioned off once it's done with evidence.
They know nothing about the sub. The ship is fine. Mm-hmm.
The ship is fine. And the digging machine is fine.
Well, yeah, the drilling machine eventually will have to give to the police. I admit that. Even though I wouldn't like to keep it, but
you've got the plans.
I have the plans, and gentlemen, we have the tools. We have the talent.
We have the capabilities. We can make it faster, stronger, better.
Yep.
Because you're thinking A team here, but never mind.
And, does that make Gina B.A. Baracus?
I pity the who messes with Gina. Who the heck does that make me? Does that make me the
Murdoch?
Oh, cool.
Right, and Gavin is probably Face or Hannibal.
That's not a perfect analogy.
No, it's not. It's not.
But, I need a cigar.
Yeah, I think I should probably also invest buy another stunt and increase alchemy.
Two stunts.
Which leave me low on refresh, but I'll have to depend on you, gentlemen.
In order to increase alchemy from 1 to 2, don't you have to spend 2 stunts?
Or 2? Yeah.
That's what
alchemy costs double, I believe.
Yep.
Each level up, yeah. Well, I'm going to end this call because I'm going to go get on some socks and get me something to eat.
Sounds good. Appreciate you playing, guys.
All right.
I'd love to.
And hopefully we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Yeah.
On Steam's Deal.
And murder!
That was the final part of Session 8. Comments or suggestions on the show, please leave us email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. The campaign's website is hosted at obsidianportal.com. You can do a search there for our game. The bumper at the end of this podcast is for another great actual play group that I very much enjoy. They are the Gutter Skypes. If you're looking for more actual play goodness, give them a try. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Undersea base to Gutter Skypes. Are you there, Gutter Skypes?
We'll be arriving at the Cornucopia Collective in about how many?
Yeah, exactly.
And my gun crews are ready. Our guns are loaded, pointed, ready for raking, rolling fire, and we're going to try and cut their rigging.
Listen to her.
Ready to go, darling. We're set. The guns are ready. Captain, whenever you want, just give us the void.
Dr. PRW stands up once again, and he screams. He screams at the top of his lungs, he shouts.
I wanted a mascot dragon.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
If it was, where would we put it? who's going to clean up after it? Who's going to walk it? Who's going to buy it its little chew toys, you know?
Yeah. I see. We should go kick some Nazi ass now.
Indeed. The Gutter Skypes.